Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. It's tax season, and one can hope to end up with a refund. About a week ago or so, the second half of property tax bills went out. On top of that, now a study is showing home insurance rates may go up. But the good news is, according to an analysis from Insurity, Montana's average home insurance rates is not as high as other states. Superintendent of Public Instruction Elsie Arson says she'll continue to be a proponent of choice in innovation and education. Here she talks about one form of charter schools that is not being challenged in court.
The one that we are implementing at this time has to do with a public school that the Board of Public Ed authorizes. In other words, they form a contract with these school districts, and then the school district is allowed to open up another school, where we're saying that these public charter schools are equivalent to public schools.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
We've all been there. The sinking feeling when autocorrect sabotages your message just as you hit send.
No.
Or when you hear those dreaded words.
For customer service, press or say one.
With Pacific Source Health Plans, you don't have to worry about technology failing you. That's because we serve members with humans, not automated phone trees.
Visit PacificSourceMembersFirst.com to learn more.
I'm Jenny Stovall, born and raised in eastern Montana. I'm a fourth-generational Montanan rancher. As a community, we need to realize that we are all a human. We're not superhuman, and that it's okay to be sad some days or need help or ask for help, and that's why we're here, is to help each other. We're secluded and we're isolated, and in order to keep our sanity, we need to help each other out. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.
Some Lolo area landowners have to wait another month before they learn whether a nearby gravel pit can expand in spite of their residential zoning. The Missoula County Planning and Zoning Commission decided to wait until May 2nd to make a final decision about whether to grant a zoning variance after it heard about the questionable history of the Hendrickson gravel pit south of Lolo. The West Musselshell Road Bridge, known as the Delphia Bridge, may face closure after the required signage was stolen from the bridge this week. Load rating signage must be in place by April 18th, and failure to comply would result in withholding federal funding for future transportation projects. The U.S. Department of Education updated a free application for federal student aid program for the 2024-2025 school year, including adjusting how the department calculates student aid. Those changes have caused delays in the process, starting with the application coming out later than normal this year. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.